We're in Ferrara, Italy. We're going to play a 72-hour game of tag across Europe, but that bell means it's 6 a.m. and Adam's the runner, so he's got to go, go, go. Bye, Adam.
Bye.
See you in a few hours.
See you guys in Slovakia.
Doubtful.
Slovakia. Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it to Slovakia.
Well, okay, we have 45 minutes now, so maybe we should go sit down and do some oppo research.
Yeah, let's walk over that way and explain how this team works.
All right, so here's what's going on. We're in the small town of Ferrara, Italy, because it's the approximate midpoint between these three locations. In this game, I'm trying to get here to Lyon, France. Ben's trying to get here to Capri, Italy. And Adam, who just took off, is trying to get here to Bratislava, Slovakia. Right now, Adam's the runner. While you're the runner, you can make progress towards your end location. And if you make it all the way there, you win the game immediately. But while you're the runner, the other two players will be the chasers, who have a tracker on you at all times and will work tirelessly to hunt you down and tag you. Once they do, positions rotate. One of the chasers becomes the runner, and you become the chaser. If no player reaches their end location in the next 72 hours, then the winner will be determined by whoever's end location is closest to the current runner at the end of the game, which you can see in these win areas here. Anyway, enough talk. As the first runner, Adam's got a 45-minute head start, so now he's got to figure out how he's going to make it to Bratislava without getting caught.
Step one, got to get on a train out of Ferrara. There are really kind of two main routes that I could take to Slovakia, because I have to go through the Alps, so there's limited crossings. One is sort of directly north, and goes through Innsbruck, and the other one is more northeast. I like the northeast one because it moves me further away from both of their territories. To that end, I was looking at the train schedules, and there's a train to Venice at 6:15, which is a little bit tight, but I think that I can make that.
Ben, what's that?
Pigeons.
No, the building.
Oh, it's a castle. Where do you think he's gonna go, Sam? Let's take a look at what trains there are this morning and figure out what he might be doing.
Yeah, let's see if he's getting on that, you know, nonstop Ferrara, Italy, Slovakia morning departure.
Oh, God, I really hope that doesn't exist.
There's a lot of options, to be honest, and a bunch directly to Venice, which is directly the direction he wants to go.
That's not good. There's a train at 6:43.
That's a Venice one, yeah. There's also a Venice one in 8 minutes, and he's pretty close to the station.
He is quite quick.
Look at that. Made it to the train station at 6:09. Not even close. Not even a problem. Venezia, track 4. All right. Andio a Venice, maybe? We're going to Venice.
Oh, he's moving. He's going on the line to Venice.
I mean, the good thing about that, at least, Ben, is that the trains to Venice seem to be pretty high frequency from here.
Yeah, let's see when we could take a train.
All right, so right about now, they are probably realizing that the way the train schedules work out, the fastest they could possibly get to Venice is an hour after me, and probably is actually like an hour 10 minutes after me, unless they make this really tight train, which means that magically my 45-minute lead has turned into an hour lead. And that's fun.
It seems like we might not be able to take a train until 7:43. Is that right?
Well, what?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, that's not great.
If that's really true, that'll give him a big head start. Okay, so we are almost out of our freeze period. The next train towards Venice leaves in what, like 9 minutes?
Yeah, and the station's a 20-minute walk away.
We'll see what we can do.
Make sure your backpack's in sport mode. You can tell.
I'm locked in.
3, 2, 1, go, go.
All right, let's go. Adam, we're coming for you.
Watch out for the cobbles.
The cobbles are my greatest weakness.
All right. It's 6:45, which means they are off. So let's hope that they are running slowly.
I don't know if we're going to make that train, Sam.
Yeah. All right. We've decided with our good friends, math and science and extrapolation, that we are not making that train.
We tried. But there is another train at 7:43, which only gets in 10 minutes later because it goes much faster. But still, it's a win for Adam.
But here's the thing. You need to pay attention to the coin balance. The coin balance, especially this early, arguably matters more.
Yeah.
All right. So here is the thing that makes this game tricky. It's not as simple as me just getting on a bunch of trains to Bratislava. That would actually be relatively easy. Because I'm the runner, I have to pay for all of my transit using coins.
Okay, so here's how this works. While you're the runner, you have to pay for any form of transportation you take, whether it's a train, a bus, a bike, or a plane, with coins. 1 minute of low-speed rail is 10 coins, 1 minute of high-speed rail is 25 coins, and so on. Each player starts the game with 2,000 coins, but that's not going to get you very far. So if you want to earn more coins, you have to pull a challenge card from the challenge deck. Complete it successfully, and you'll get the reward. But if you fail or choose to veto it, you'll be forced to go on foot for the next 30 minutes.
So this train is actually pretty long. It's 114 minutes, which means that it costs 1,140 coins, which means when I get to Venice, I'm only going to have 860, which is like not a ton. So when I get to Venice, I'm going to need to do a challenge. At that point, I should be at least an hour ahead of them. So hopefully I should have enough time.
We're at the train station. I wanted a little iced coffee, but in this country, that is illegal. If you put ice in coffee here, they'll kill you. Will they let me put ice in coffee in Austria? I guess I hope Adam doesn't get all the way to Austria. That would be pretty bad. Our train to Venice leaves in what? About 20 minutes.
This train is carrying a bunch of circles.
Well, they need circles all over Europe.
Right.
All right, Adam. Time's up. We're on our way.
Okay, welcome to Venice Mess, which does not have canals. That's that way. Sorry about that. So as far as I can tell, the soonest they could get here is in about an hour. Seems like the best move is to head towards Udine. There's a train there in 17 minutes, but I need more coins, so it's time to pull the first challenge.
All right, well, Sam, it looks like he's gotten off in Mest.
Which is very disappointing, because that means that Adam is miles away from Venice. It'll look nothing like Venice.
Yeah, he's got a little over an hour. So at this point, he's probably about to pull a challenge, and we just have to hope that it's a bad one.
Guesstimate a kilometer. Starting from the place where you were when you pulled this card, without measuring, get as close to 1 kilometer away as you can, measured as the crow flies. You must be right within 30%. If you fail, you may not reattempt. Apart from a timer slash watch, you may not consult your phone, maps, or any other tools until completing or vetoing this challenge.
Okay. Metric system. What is a kilometer? Theoretically, if I walk at 15-minute mile pace, it should take me 9 minutes to walk.
Try and take another train. We expect to depart in 5 minutes.
It looks like we've got a bit of a delay here.
That seems to be a particular feature of the Italian trains.
Yeah. Look, they said 5 minutes.
Yeah, and they're always 100% right when it comes to delays on their first guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Adam's microphone got disconnected for a few minutes here, but basically, after walking in as straight of a line as he could for 9 minutes, he stopped, declared his spot, went to measure his distance, and, well, I'll let his reaction speak for itself. Now with 1,000 shiny new coins, he headed back to the station, hoping to make the train to Udine that was leaving in 8 minutes.
Sam, it looks like Adam is going back to the train station already.
I mean, there is a train to Udine in 4 minutes, which is exactly the direction he wants to go, so.
And how would he have gotten all those coins already?
Yeah, especially because that train to Udine is a super, like, makes all the stops. It takes like 2 hours to get there.
Oh, he might have gotten really lucky. That would be bad.
Yeah.
He's on the move. Towards where? Probably Udine, but we will see.
All right, Benjamin. We're getting close to Bad Menace.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to be there now, but train's delayed.
Yeah.
It's delayed.
But there is a train that leaves for Udine, like, very soon after we're going to get in.
Yeah. I think we can make it, and I think we should, because it's a bit of a choke point.
Yeah. I mean, unless he goes all the way back, he's going to have to go through there to get into Austria.
I think we're right.
I think we're doing pretty good, Sam.
Then we have a problem.
Site problem.
Well, the train that we want to take to Udine requires seat reservations, and it's too close to departure to actually reserve them online right now. We can try and book those seat reservations in person.
We can try. We just won't have long.
No.
If we miss that one, the next one is not until 10:08.
That's not great.
That was really not great.
Just literally the last that we filmed, I was like, I'm feeling good.
That's why we don't do that.
That's why we don't do that. We never do that. We never say that on this show.
Let's get by the door.
Oh, God.
And we have no idea how to use these.
No.
Oh, let's hope.
Trenitalia ticket machine speedrun. Okay.
Udine. Continue. The mobile phone. Oh my God.
Print, 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 print faster. Print. Oh, please, God.
We literally.
Okay,
seconds.
Go.
Oh my God.
Six. Was it six?
No, I think it's 12. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't tell me. Oh, no. Oh, no, Ben. Oh, no.
So, Ben and I missed the train to Udine, and that's where things in this game got a little messy. You see, on his way to Udine, Adam was getting so paranoid that we had made that train and were going to cut him off down the line that he decided to get off his train in a small town in the middle of nowhere called Susagana.
I'm really hoping that around now, Ben and Sam are sort of squinting at the map, going, where is he? Is it Susagana?
Susagana.
Susagana.
So Ben and I, seeing that Adam had gotten off his train, looked at our options to Susagana. As far as we could tell, our next train there would actually get in before he could take a train out, leading us to believe,
ooh, we might have him trapped.
So we booked tickets to Susagana, knowing he couldn't escape by train before we arrived. But Adam, it turned out, wasn't planning on taking a train out of Susagana at all. He had cooked up a different idea.
Hello. Welcome to Susagana. You might be wondering, Adam, why are you in Susagana? And let me tell you. So the train schedules were terrible for me. If I had gone all the way to Udine, they would have just caught up to me and tagged me before I could do anything. So the plan is to get on a bus to a place called Conigliano and hopefully fake them out. And then in Conigliano, I can get on a train to Grisia, which is on the border with Slovenia. And if I walk across that border, I can get on the Slovenian train network, and then I can start to head up to Bratislava. I have some time here until the bus I want to get on. The bus leaves at 10:07. So I figure I should do a challenge. Technically, I have enough coins to get to Grisia, but like just barely. And I really don't ever want to be at a super low coin balance. So I think now is the time to do a challenge. All right.
Play local spirit pong. Find any alcohol produced in your current country. Throw any item from a distance of at least 6 feet. You have 10 attempts.
Okay. Oh man, I really hope Susagana has stores. Okay. I remember Anastasia only. Ciao. Do you speak English? It's okay. One second.
Aperol?
Yes. That's it. All right, well, this worked out well. I've got a cup of Aperol. Aperol's made in Italy. And let's throw a little gummy into it. I feel like I can do this. Let's see how. All right, 10 attempts. Terrible. Okay. No, I'm overshooting it. Okay. We gotta reset. Gotta reset here.
I mean, look, if he racks up some coins, that's great for his next run, but at the very least, we can stop him now.
Yeah.
And he probably knows that.
Yeah, which I don't like.
No, I don't like. It feels devious.
Do you want to go look at Bad Venice?
Let's go look at Bad Venice. I think there are, like, canals and stuff.
Well, don't overpromise. I'm going to be honest, Ben, the vibes here are not quite Venice level.
We're trying to... I'm Googling cool things that we could show you.
Are you having any success?
Well, no. Google's just like, well, you could go to Venice. Yeah. No. Let's get some food.
Abort?
Let's get some food.
Let's try this. Terrible. This is not going well. Oh, that was close. Ah! Okay, that's not great. Well, that's tough. Okay, I failed that challenge, which puts me in an automatic veto period. Veto periods last 30 minutes, and during them, you can't take any form of transit, and you also can't do any challenges. Failed at 9:34, so that means my veto will end at 10:04. That is just enough time for me to still make my bus, but... Thank you. Not ideal. Not ideal.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the map. It looks like Adam is still stuck in Susagana. But meanwhile, we're stuck in the snack zone. We got some Italian exclusive McDonald's items. We're going to be trying the Parmesan snack, which
they literally just will sell you a tiny, tiny brick of Parmesan. This is awesome.
I love cheese.
All right, that looks like my guy. If we get on the bus, then that's step one of the plan. There are many other steps, but this is one of them. Grazie. All right, look, step one of the plan, we're on the bus. Now all we have to do is get to Conegliano and then somehow not get caught for like another 30 minutes. And then get on our train, and that should be easy, right? I'm gonna get off a stop early, just so that I am a sitting duck for as little time as possible. I would say we're for sure entering the danger zone. There can be no doubt about this. I'm almost certain that they're here. I have to imagine that they are here.
Okay. Interesting update. It looks like Adam has made it to Conegliano.
Okay, wait.
Bit of a headache, but I still think we might have him trapped.
But it might mean we want to get a different...
Let's see.
We just missed a faster train to Conegliano.
Well, let's see what his routes out of there are. Because they're still... quite bad. I mean,
can go to Trieste pretty soon. Well, not that soon, but
like half an hour.
I mean, actually, that's his only route.
Yeah,
because everything else is to Venice.
Everything else is just backwards.
Okay, so we do have a faster route to Trieste getting in. Ugh,
I kind of wish we didn't.
Yeah, because now we have to decide.
I hate decisions.
So. Oh, and we only have like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Paraphrasing. If we left right now, we would get to Trieste before him, even if he took that train.
Okay.
However, if we went to Conegliano now and he went on that route, anywhere on that route, as best I can tell, which is not great right now, our next version of that same route is not until 2 hours later. So we would not get into Trieste until 3.
That would be really bad.
Yeah.
Like if we went to Conegliano and he did get on that train,
he would be able to get out there. We'd give him 2 hours in Trieste, which is a big station with cross-border opportunities.
And then he'd be well into like Austria.
I think we need to go to Trieste.
Christ, okay.
So, okay, we have 1 minute to decide. Our train is about to arrive right here. I'm not feeling it.
No.
I think, like, I just don't see why he would have gone to Conegliano if he was just planning on staying there.
I have dark visions of us getting on this train and getting stuck.
Yes.
Oh, man. This is the part of the game where you start to get so paranoid. You hear any sound, anything. And it really seems like it's them. And look, even if they are at the station, maybe I can sneak past them. You never know. It's possible. I mean, Ben's done crazier stuff than that.
So we're just tracking Adam's movements.
He's like not fully at the station back. He seems to be heading back, but he's cutting it awfully close.
Real close. I mean, if he doesn't make this train to Trieste, he's stuck there until 1 p.m.
I'm a little more than a 5-minute run from the train station. I'm going to hang out here until about 5 minutes before the train leaves, because maybe that'll bait them into coming up here to come after me. And then I'll just run to the train, and maybe they'll have come up here and I can outrun them and get on the train. Maybe.
I believe he's going to make this train to Trieste.
Yeah, I have to imagine, because nothing else makes sense for him.
But he's only got a couple of minutes, and he's not even at the station yet.
I think we have to go for it. All right, I'm going to run. Just because maybe that'll make me harder to catch. I don't see them. Now our biggest risk is that they're on this train, which is extremely possible. I don't see them. I don't see them. I don't see anybody. Okay. I'm buying the ticket. Oh my God. I think we might have done it.
So he must be taking that train.
Well, then we are going to be taking this train to Trieste basically like parallel with him.
Yeah, but on a different line.
On a different line. But then.
So we have to get in front of him and then double back and cut him off.
Yeah. Like we might both end up in Trieste, but if he ends up somewhere before Trieste, then.
Yeah, I think it would be weird for him to go all the way to Trieste.
Yeah. And I'd be surprised if he had the budget.
Yeah. All right. Il Treno is here.
Let's go.
All right.
Yeah, finally on a moving train again.
Well, that feels good, I guess.
We're on the train to Gorizia. I didn't totally expect to get on the train to Gorizia. I kind of thought they were going to get me. So obviously the biggest risk now is that they are waiting for me later on this line. They certainly would have had time to get ahead of me at this point. But I mean, look, this is good. There can be no doubt that this is good. There can be no doubt at all that what's happening now is quite good.
I'm just doing a little bit of research about if there's any faster route to somewhere that he stops on the way, like Gorizia. Yeah, the one interesting thing about Gorizia is there's not a train connection across the border, but like you could walk that.
Yeah.
Into this Slovenian line. So I do wonder if he's going to Gorizia. I prefer he did not do that. Oh, I don't like that. It's
not horrible. I feel like anytime there's a move that I'm like, oh man, I really hope Adam doesn't do that, Adam does that.
All right. I did not really expect that we would get all the way here. So we are in Gorizia, which conveniently is a 2 mile walk from the border with Slovenia, where there is a town called Nova Gorica. The plan is we're going to walk into Slovenia where we can join the Slovenian train network. Now, there isn't a train for a while, so we're just going to have to hope that they don't show up before it gets here. We also don't have enough coins for that train. So we are going to need to do a challenge. And I figure might as well pull it now while we're walking. All right, here we go.
get lucky on coin flips. Get a coin to land heads up 7 times in a row.
Get lucky on coin flips. Get a coin to land heads up 7 times in a row. All right. Let's flip heads 7 times in a row. This side is heads. Heads, 1, 2, all right. 3, whoa. 4, no, okay.
All right, well.
Welcome to Moonfall Corner.
It looks a tiny bit like he's gotten off.
Okay. So he is, he's going for the Slovenia border gambit.
Or just checking out Gorizia.
Or he's just checking out Gorizia. Either way, that means that we're headed to Gorizia.
Nope. 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 This sucks. Nope. Yeah, this is going to take a while.
So our train, still not for a little while. Still not for 38 minutes.
Who knows?
Go check out Monfalcone.
Yeah, let's go see the wonderful town of Monfalcone.
Okay. That's some good vibes so far. This looks like an industrious town. Oh, wow. That's a lot of industry.
Mm-hmm. And, like, right over that way is Slovenia, which I hope we don't get to see up close.
It's actually in almost exactly the opposite direction, but...
Oh, there's a lizard, though.
Slovenia's that way.
No. No. 1, 2, all right. 3, okay. 4. All right. Once again, we have not yet gotten to 5. This would be 5. This could be a good milestone. 5. 5, okay. We can do this. All right, I'm going to stop walking so I can put all my focus into this. All right, this would be 6. Whoa. Oh my God, that's 6. Folks, we're at 6. All right. We got a 50-50 shot of completing this right here. Come on.
Vending machine on 2.
Oh, there is a vending machine?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to make a meme. It's you. The meme is me and then winning jet lag. We're going to label it.
You mean getting very, very close, but not quite there?
No. No, you don't get it.
Nope. 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 No. This is just going to be such an unbelievable nightmare to edit. Just horrendous to edit. That's the other terrible part of this, is that I'm doing this, and it sucks, and I know that I'm going to have to edit this later.
No. Oh, my God. 1, 2, 3, 4, all right. 5, okay. This is for 6. We have 6. That's 6. Okay. Nobody panic. Nobody panic. We're going to set up a shot. Okay. Here we go. Come on.
Okay. It's better to give him hope and then crush it. Because truly, the name of this game is not winning. It's just trying to create emotional turmoil for Adam Chase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, basically anything we do does that. It's not that hard.
One. Two. Nope. All right, I'm really, really starting to feel like I might need to give up. Oh my God. Look around. Look around at how pretty it is. And I'm doing this. I've been looking just at a coin. All right. Back to it. Nope.
How's it looking, Sam?
I'm getting pretty close to Slovenia, Ben. So we did say that we really can't let him leave Italy, but what we really meant by that was we really can't let him leave more than, like, a couple miles over the border outside of Italy.
He can have a little bit of Slovenia as a treat.
Just a treat, yeah.
Have fun with that, Adam. Let us know how Slovenia is, or you'll be able to tell us soon, because we'll be there.
Yep.
See you soon. Oh.
No. One. No. One. Two. Three, four, five, come on, six. Okay, I've decided that this is make or break. We are at six. If this is heads, we win. If this is tails, I am vetoing. This is the third time we have gotten to six. All right. Yep. Veto. Veto it. You have got to be kidding me.
He's going towards a river.
Maybe he's realized that he's trapped and he's just going to throw himself into the river.
To have fun?
Oh, I don't know how we're going to get him. Where the f*** is he going?
Here's what I don't like. We've reached the part in the game where we're far enough from when I last saw them that I just straight up have no idea where they are. Like, they could be hours away from me, or they could be legit, like, around the corner.
Okay, well, we've made it to Gorizia, where Adam currently is. Now, the question just is, how do we get to Adam all the way on the other side of town and tag him without him getting away?
Boss.
Do you have him on the tracker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nova Gorica is the Slovenian town, which means when we cross this sign, I will finally be able to say, Dobro dosli vi Sloveniji. That took much longer than I hoped. But in the good news bucket, our veto period is almost up. So I'm going to head a little more into town in case it is a timed challenge. Just so I'm near more shops and stuff.
I mean, it literally looks like he's just walking as deep into Slovenia as he can now.
Yeah.
All right, veto period is up. Let's do a challenge.
Build a spaghetti tower. Using only spaghetti and one other food, construct a freestanding tower that reaches at least 2 feet in height and stays at that height for at least 10 seconds. The majority of the tower's height must be spaghetti. You must declare an attempt at completion. If you fail 3 times, you automatically veto the challenge.
That seems doable. Just gotta find a grocery store. Google Maps does not seem to have, like, amazing data about what's in Slovenia. But it says there's a grocery store over here. I mean, this looks like a grocery store to me. They're gonna have spaghetti here. Let's get the thickest spaghetti we can. Yeah, spaghetti number 7. Now we have to decide what other food we want to build our tower with. So I would think the way to think of this is like Kinex. You ever play with Kinex? The spaghetti is going to be the long, skinny pieces. And then we just kind of need something to attach all the joints, like a cheese ball. Cheese ball would be good. It's very light. Do they have cheese balls? These are the types of questions I never thought I would ask myself. Do they have cheese balls in Slovenia? You know? Yeah. Okay. Potato chips here. Oh, yeah. These will work. These corn flips. Where are they? Like, seriously, where are they?
All right, Benjamin.
We're on the hunt.
So he's still pretty far, so I don't think we need to worry
too much.
Yeah, I
think we're good for now.
But I think we want to stay on this side because he's on this side, so it'll restrict our sight line more.
Yeah, keep the tracker on him and just, I mean, oh boy, it's really a straight shot down.
Here, give
like,
him.
I don't think he could see us.
I mean,
now, but.
He seems to be a little bit dipped back from the road, but it is truly about as straight as a, are you showing that?
Yeah.
It is about as straight as a road can be. You should zoom in if you're in line.
Slightly problematic that he could just look down this way and see us.
You need any company?
Sure. You want to help me build this tower? Here you want to be on?
Right here.
Anywhere. What's your name?
My name is Theo.
Theo. Good to meet you. What's your name? Do you want to be on the show?
Yeah, okay.
Great. Here. I think I have to do it, but you can hang out with me if you want. All right. So I have to build 2 feet. 2 feet.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Great.
5 minutes.
You do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
We do not want him to spot us before we spot him. That could turn this into a long and unpleasant afternoon.
Just go stealthy mode. It's all a mindset, Sam. Okay, that was not very stealthy.
Oh no, my shirt! I like this shirt. It's devastating.
Wait, is that him? I just saw a figure up ahead. Okay, just keep an eye on the tracker.
I don't see him.
No. What does it look like on the tracker?
He's right up there, but I think he must be like in some sort of park or front yard or something.
I hope he's not in someone's front yard.
Let's go up there behind that truck. I think we got cut through here.
I mean, are you good streamers with the other guy?
No.
Yeah, you have his logo. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I saw him. I saw him. He's down there.
Oh, yeah, he's that way.
Yeah, I know. I heard it. I talked to him a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the store screaming, I'm searching for cheese balls. I just posted up.
Man. Cheese balls. Okay, that's good to know.
He's searching for cheese balls. Yes, we are streamers. Adam's looking for cheese balls. Why would he be looking for cheese balls?
Cheese balls. What challenge is that a part of?
This is 2 feet.
Hey, you gotta go.
What?
I saw your friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Shoot.
I saw the two guys
Okay, wait. Okay, this is my attempt. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
Finished.
They were that way?
Yeah, we can go to the train station.
Okay. Need to find trash can. I got it. Yeah. Trash can's set. Yeah. Great. What time is it?
Okay, he's moved.
I think we can go down that way. He's definitely down that way now.
Yeah.
I think he's going for the station.
Maybe, but we'd be able to catch up to him and get to the station. He's on this road, right?
Look, they were right over here on this.
They were there? Okay.
Yeah.
I really, really, really hope that Slovenian guy doesn't
tell him.
Yeah.
We probably should have told him not to tell him.
Yeah. Because he was headed that same way. Oh, he's for sure headed to the train station. Let's speed up. He's out of our sight line now. We're getting very close. We gotta be careful.
And the train station's right there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
20 minutes. I have to hide somewhere.
Can't really hide it. They have your location all the time.
Oh. Well, yeah, but if I can get up or down.
Yeah.
I think we have to keep moving. Keep moving, because if we stay here, they'll come.
Ciao. Aki, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. Adam.
I don't know, do you want to go across here?
Yeah, anywhere weird.
They aren't here, huh? You don't see them?
No.
Good.
If this guy's messing with me, he's doing an amazing job. I mean, he really might be f***ing with me. But I have no choice but to trust him.
And for some weird reason, he switched directions. I mean, the tracker is not that up to date. I think we want to let him get into the station.
Yeah, because then we have him trapped.
Yeah. Yeah, like if he went on the platform, there's no chance. Because there's one exit, presumably.
I don't have any cigarettes. No, sorry.
I mean, look, they're crossing over there. We could go over by that side.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Huh?
Did we see him?
No.
Where is he on the tracker?
On the tracker, he's like opposite all of the... I think we got to go through because we got to get to the subway, which is past those people. I mean, the main thing now is just making sure he doesn't get on that train.
Right.
Oh, there they are. I don't think they see me. Maybe they just won't notice me?
He's there. You see him?
Yeah, I do.
Let's move up.
Okay, get to the crowd. Okay, I saw him just lie down, so I think he saw us.
No, I think he went...
No, he just laid down. He's lying down right now.
But how did he even get to that side?
That I don't know. But I can see him right now through the window. He's lying down.
Come on. Get on the train. You don't see me. Where could I be? Oh, I must be getting on the train. And then you get on the train.
No, I think there's a subway.
I literally see him.
You do? Yeah, but he's, like, below ground.
No, I see him with my eyes right now.
I know. But he's, like, he's not lying down. Like, you see how there's that dip?
Seems like the vibe is kind of you just walk over there.
You think we should give that a shot?
Yeah, but he's going to start running as soon as we start walking that way. Yeah, seemingly...
Let's give pressure.
This is the Slovenian way.
Well, what do we do now? Not a lot of good options. All right, they're heading towards me. We've got one shot.
End of the line, brother.
I don't like the vibe is just like...
All right, go get him. Go get him, Sam.
That's a tag. I've been training at him.
What do you think of Nova Gorica, Ben?
It's a good run.
Yeah.
The Slovenian people have been very nice to us.
Well, the Slovenian people were trying to trick you.
Were they?
What? Did the team come up to you and point you the wrong way?
No.
A team didn't point you the wrong way?
Come up to us and say, oh, I saw him in the store. He was getting cheese balls.
Yeah, that might have been my guy. But then my guy, he at least seemed like he was trying to help me.
Well, no.
He walked me around and tried to help. At least he said he was trying to help. He offered to stash me in his house.
Which one?
I don't know. The Slovenian teen. His name was, I think, Tio.
What do you look like?
He had, like, dark, sort of buzz-cutted hair.
Oh, I think I saw that guy following us around.
He was playing all sides.
It's hard to say what he was doing.
All right.
All right, Sam.
It's 2:50.
So we will start chasing after you at 3:35.
All right.
Good luck.
Goodbye. See you in Lyon. Wait, what was the way? This way. Okay.
Well, I'm actually thrilled by that.
Yeah, you got pretty deep into your territory.
I mean, I made it to Slovenia.
And you got us to a pretty sticky spot. I think that Sam is going to have some trouble getting far.
Oh, I agree. I mean, what is his plan, do you reckon?
This is not how I want to necessarily start my run, but I think I might have found a really good move. I'm just not sure. I'm really just not sure. God damn it.
Ben!
Yeah?
Did you know that the next episode of Jetlag is available right now on Nebula?
Nebula? I don't have Nebula.
Well, great news. You could sign up for it at nebula.tv/jetlag. And you could also, in addition to watching the next episode 1 week early, which is right now, you could watch the next episode right now, you could also watch an entirely Nebula-exclusive show that we made called The Getaway.
Wow.
It's a great name, and it has an even better premise.
Yeah.
Because what we did is we took six creators, we gave them $10,000, put them on an old VW bus, and had them transported across the American West. But among them is a snitch, a saboteur who's trying to undermine the efforts of the group.
Sounds a whole lot like you've heard of, like, the Traitors.
Yeah,
or
it's a lot like the Traitors. So we added a twist. What we did is we told all six of them that they were the saboteur.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, it's
that
true.
That sounds really funny.
We tricked all of them into thinking that they were each the star of the show, when in fact it was all of them.
Oh, and, I get it. It's like a commentary on influencer culture.
You know, it's a commentary on influencer culture and capitalism, and also just a dang fun show that we worked really hard on that we really think that you'll enjoy.
Yeah. But I don't know. A whole streaming site just for 1 week early stuff.
Sam, and no. Sam, don't worry. Sam, don't worry. Because also, with your Nebula subscription, you get access to our exclusive after-show podcast, The Layover,
what?
Where we get into the behind-the-scenes of every single episode. We talk every about all the strategy. One. So if you want to get the best possible jet lag viewing experience, you got to listen to The Layover afterwards. And plus, with your Nebula subscription, you also get access to a giant catalog of content by other creators that you know and love. Like Real Life Lore has this great show called Modern Conflicts. There was another episode that just came out. There's so much good stuff to watch on Nebula, so why do you not have a Nebula subscription is my question.
That's crazy. Wow. I mean, I think the real reason is I haven't been offered a discount code.
Mm. Oh my gosh, well, I can fix that.
Really?
Nebula.tv/jetlag.
Whoa.
What, does that give me like 10%?
40% off, you guys.
That's so many percent.
And Sam, let me tell you something else that's going to blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you sign up for Nebula using our code, then you help to support the show. Because we get a portion of your subscription fee for as long as you stay subscribed.
It's a pretty good deal.
It's not a bad deal, Sam.
I should sign up.
Yeah.
At nebula.tv/jetlag, I think is what you said, right?
That is what I said. I said nebula.tv/jetlag.
Or at the button that's maybe on screen.
Oh, my God.
Bye.